K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is a driver who has something in common with Brad Keselowski and Dylan Kwasniewski, and it's the fact that nobody can pronounce his last name. Chad Hockenbrock, is that right?
You're pretty close. It's Hockenbrock.
Hockenbrock. Okay, see, that's the nightmare for most of us NASCAR reporters.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because you even have on the above your driver door is Hocken something. We all have trouble with it. So, but I'm glad you're a part of the show today. Chad, talk a little bit about what your plans are for 2014.
Right now, I'm just trying to nail something down. You know, I don't have anything lined up yet. So just plugging away, sending out emails, talking to people to drum up some funding for NASCAR. But right now, I've got nothing yet trying to be in the Truck Toyota Nationwide Series. Just about anything, really. I don't care what it is as long as I'm driving it.
Well, tell us a little bit about your experience in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series.
Truck Series, I ran 4 races last year with KBM. Ended up going on with the 51 truck. Ended up winning the Owners Championship. So that was really cool to be a part of. My best finish was on the road course up in Canada at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. And other than that, you know, I had some decent runs going at Pocono that got taken away there on the last lap in Turn 3. Texas didn't go so well for us. And then Vegas was going to go really well, but just hot handling of the truck really, unfortunately, didn't get the finish that I feel like we deserved. But other than that, it was a pretty decent season in the Truck Series with KBM.
Did you run in the Nationwide Series last year?
I did. I ran 7 races with TriStar Motorsports, and those went all right. I'm not sure where my best finish was in that, but it went pretty decent. It was a great experience. The Nationwide Series was a stout series this year. There was a lot of good racing, a lot of tough competition, so it was a really good experience as well.
What have you learned most driving in those 2 series in NASCAR?
What I learned most is aero. You know, coming from the ARCA series, you got all the aero, all the downforce in the world you could possibly want, really. It didn't really matter much if you were behind a car. The aero didn't affect it much. But these Nationwide cars and trucks, the aero affects them a ton, especially the truck. The truck really, really reacts weird to being behind different vehicles and everything like that. And Kyle Busch taught me the most. We sat down for a little while one day and just talked about aero, and he drew up on some paper, you know, how it comes off the back of the truck and where to position my truck so that I get the most air on my nose and I can pass the person in front of me. So that's probably the biggest thing I learned this year was the air.
I bet you learned a lot from driving with Kyle Busch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. He's a great teacher. You know, he sometimes gets a bad rep, but any time that I had a question, he was always there to answer it to the fullest that he could possibly do.
You know, he does have a bad rep, but I'm telling you, he can drive a race car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It doesn't matter if it's a lawnmower. I think you could win it.
So what are your overall goals moving forward in your career?
You know, I think my overall goal is, since it didn't happen this year, is to get a full-time ride next year. Hopefully be in it towards the end of the year this year, whether it be a half season or maybe just a couple races here and there. But definitely be with the top team in 2015 running for a championship in one of the series.
So are you looking for some seat time this year?
Definitely. You know, just all hinges on that sponsorship funding. It's hard to find somebody that wants to throw some money at NASCAR right now. It's a little tough. Everyone's a little nervous about the economy.
How did you get started in racing?
I honestly saw it on TV. Sort of said that I wanted to do it, and my parents sort of wrote it off for a little while. I asked what was going on with it, and so we came up with some different options, and I started out in quarter midgets and ran those for 3 years. From there, I moved up to the Legends Car Series, ran it for 2 years, got the national championship, and then moved up to ARCA. Ran ARCA for 3 years, and then this past year I did part-time truck and part-time Nationwide.
Do you have any dirt background?
None at all, besides ARCA. I think I've run 3 times on dirt in the ARCA car, and even that's not true dirt. You know, it's flat. Once it gets packed down, it's just like asphalt.
You wanted to race in the Eldora race last year, I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw that and was really wishing I found some way to run that.
Well, good luck to you this season, and got to ask you what your favorite cake is.
What my favorite cake is?
You bet.
Red velvet.
All right. Well, Chad, thank you so much for being a part of the show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Definitely. Thank you.
That's Chad Hockenbrock, a NASCAR driver, and I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel.